seven in a row. You guys feel like you're playing your best football right now?
We're going to find out. You know, we got three more to go. I mean, it's a new season. You know how it goes around here. So, you know, it's a one-game season, so we've got to play our best football now.
Is there any part of you that's almost wishes you guys had another game this week? I know you guys are probably a little beat up at this point in the year, too, but any part of you that kind of just wants to keep the momentum going?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a fresh start, so we need to get our bodies right and, you know, keep our mind on football and, you know, let this sink in that we know, you know, we might have a shot, so we have to go out here and just get healthy and just get ready to play some ball.
What does it mean to be the number one scoring defense in the NFL? Logan said yesterday it was kind of a chip on your shoulder, trying to prove doubters, things like that. So what does it mean for you?
It means we're a good defense. We keep people out the end zone, and, you know, it's a great accomplishment, but it really means nothing, though, honestly. That's honestly coming from me. So we got to get these wins and, you know, try to keep teams at zero if we can. Be the best scoring defense in the playoffs and, you know, go from there.
How do you approach this week? Is it more of a mental thing, try to keep your mind right, body rested? Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, like a refresh, like a reset button, you know. And but still, you know that you have this task at hand. You know, we have three games and one game, really, not three games, one game. But we're fighting for three games. And, yeah, you know, get your mind off football maybe for a couple of days, but just know when we come back, it's go time.
Is it hard? I mean, is it mostly focusing on yourself? Or you got three potential opponents. Is that what you're doing right now? I mean, but can you kind of scout those three opponents, or is it just you?
It's more us. You know, it's really about us when it comes down to it. Just, you know, we're learning from our mistakes and, you know, just trying to get better from those and trying to get our best football, like you said.
Saw some bad haircuts in the locker room. Who are the worst one? Did you see any of them?
Jacoby, by far. 100%.
What was his? He had a hat on.
I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you guys. He looked like George Jefferson.
How much does it help that so many guys in this locker room have been in this position before, having a bye week before the playoffs, especially with, you know, getting some of the younger guys used to it, or guys who haven't been in this position before?
I mean, it's a good thing. It's a lot of playoff experience, but, I mean, yeah, I guess you got to learn from the older guys, you know, but we got to treat this like a regular, you know, regular game. You know, it's a playoff game. It's very important, but we have to, you know, execute and prepare like we've been preparing to get us to this point, you know, and just keep going there and just know it's just football.
Yeah, I appreciate this weekend. Watch some games.
I'm not watching any games,
no
but
games.
I'm going to appreciate the weekend, though.
Thanks,
all right, boss. All right, no worries.